Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Krisis is dedicated by the Donors Fund. Le'ilu Nishmas Shena Esther Bas Rabbi Shaya.
Krisis Daf Yutes. Before we start the Mishnah over here on Yutesim and Aleph in the new Sugya on Misasik, we'll just add on one more point on the previous Sugya of the Sugya of Yediya Sofik Mechalekes Lechatois. The Gemara earlier discussed the din of Yediya Sofik. And the Gemara brings down the halacha that Yom Kippur also has a koyach of Yediya Sofik, since we find that Yom Kippur is b'mokim oshem talui koi, therefore he has a din to be mechalik, and therefore says the Gemara, if someone is going to eat chilev before Yom Kippur and chilev after Yom Kippur, later on the Gemara gives a case, if he ate chilev at the beginning of Yom Kippur, and shachris b'yom HaKippurim, v'kazai is chilev, b'mincha b'yom HaKippurim, says the Gemara, that if we all that Yediya Sofik should be mechalik lechatois, so here also, he should be chayev two chatois because of this halacha of Yediya Sofik mechalekes lechatois. Now, there's a very interesting, a bit of a side point, but you see this digashail over here, which Tosfos asks in Devar Maschil Hod Denokat in Yudchesimet Beis, the bottom Tosfos. Tosfos says that since we're discussing a case of Yom Kippur, why does the Gemara find it necessary to explain that we're discussing a person who ate kazayis of chilev on Yom Kippur, which is not allowed to eat chilev? There's two reasons why this person is being over issa. He's being over the issa of kazayis of chilev, and he's also being over the issa of achila on Yom Kippur. L'chayre says Tosfos, since we're discussing a case of Yom Kippur, we can be talking about a case a person is eating a kazayis of heter. This is also a case where a person, where we should have this kash of the Gemara and this discussion of Yediya Sofik should be mechalik lechatois in a case of the person eating of Yom Kippur that is also chayv chatos, like the Mishnah says in Beis Amad Aleph, Ha'ichel v'shoyse b'yom HaKippurim. Explains Tosfos that if we're discussing the din of Achina of Yom Kippur, we know the shear, the amount a person has to be over of Yom Kippur, the shear is koiseves, and this is bigger shear than a kazayis. Therefore, the Gemara wants to have a smaller shear of a kazayis. So this is what brought the Gemara to say that we're discussing a case of a person who ate a kazayis of chilev, because then he only has to eat a kazayis in the morning and a kazayis at night. And this is the case, in the case where he's over a issa of chilev, whereas a case of a chilev yin kippur, it is a shear of kiseves. This is how Tosfos explains the Gemara. The Oruch Lener, over here on Tosfos, so too he has a long tshuva in his tshuvas binyan tzion in chilek aleph, in simul lamed dalet. Says Oruch Lener, he wants to say a big chidush pshat in the Gemara, that it could be the reason why the Gemara says that we're talking about a case of achilas chilev, and we're not talking about a case of achilas heter, where he's eating something which is permitted. The reason is because over here, as the Gemara says, we're discussing a case where the person is eating two kazesim, one in the morning of Yom Kippur and one in the afternoon, and the Gemara holds that Yom Kippur itself should be mechalek, should go and say that it should be chayev two chatois because of the halacha of Yediya Sofik mechalekes lechatois. Says Oruch Lener, in a case one can argue and say that in a case where the person was already over and he ate a whole shir koseves in the morning and he's already eaten on Yom Kippur, then the fact that he's going to eat later on another shir achila on Yom Kippur, he's not going to be chayev another korban. Because since the whole din of achila, the issa achila of Yom Kippur, we find this in the Torah, in the Loshon of Ta'anu es nafshoseichem, the person is nefesh, has to be ma'una. Therefore one can argue and say that in a case where the person is already eaten, and he's never going to be in the matzav of today of Yom Kippur, he's already missed the idea of Ta'anu es nafshoseichem, because he's not ma'una anymore, he's already eaten a shir, therefore he's be'emes permitted to continue on eating. And the whole issa of achila of Yom Kippur is only relevant to a person who hasn't yet eaten a shir and he hasn't yet become someone who's not ma'ona, because the idea is ta'anu es nafshoseichem. If the Torah would have written the issa of Yom Kippur that there's issa achila, there's a lois soichlu, like all the isurim in the Torah, then there's an issa on every single shir one is not allowed to eat. But as we said, in Yom Kippur there's no issa achila in the loshon of lois soichlu. The issa is ta'anu es nafshoseichem. It's one of the chamisha inuim of achila. Therefore one can argue that if he's already eaten a shir of a kiseves, it is not possible for him to be over again the achila of Yom Kippur. And he explains that this could be the reason why the Gemara says over here that the din of achila to be chayv two korbonos is only shayach, is only possible in the case of achilas chaylev, because over there we're going to be chayv chatos because of the chaylev, so there you could be chayv two chatois. But the Gemara couldn't discuss could not discuss a case of Achilas Heter, because over there, since he's already eaten in the morning, there'll be no problem for him later on to eat more, because he's already in a matzav of his nefesh, he's already in a matzav of Achila, and therefore this is a contradiction to the Iker idea of the din of Ta'anu es Nafshu Yiseichem. But says Ochlneh, that the halacha, this is very hard to say that this should be the din la halacha, because as we said over here, Tosfos disagrees with this halacha. Tosfos asks this question that we should be discussing a case of achilas heter. Therefore, it sees clearly in Tosfos that Tosfos understands even in Yom Kippur, even though he's already eaten a shia of kiseves, he will be not permitted to go and eat another shia, because there's an issa on every single minute of the day that he should be ma'una, even though the Torah calls this in a lashon of inui. But the idea of inui is not a one time during Yom Kippur. There's on every single second, there's a issa, there's a din that he has to be ma'una, and therefore this is going to make sure that he should not be able to eat later on another shia of kiseves, even though he's already eaten in the morning a shia of kiseves. Ramida says, "Ochlenela alocha." Since we don't find anyone clearly who argues or tosfos, even though he holds mitzvara that this is a pshat in the Gemara, but the halacha is that you have to, if a person only has to eat a certain amount, he's only allowed to on Yom Kippur, pekuach nefesh, he's only allowed to eat the exact amount the Torah, the doctors say he has to eat, but afterwards he has to stop because he has an issa of achila of Yom Kippur, even in the case he's already eaten in the morning. And this thing is paskin halacha, in the Bi'ah halacha brings down this tshuva of the Binyan Tzion, in Siman Tov Reishut Ches, because of this taina which he has in our Gemara, but he says that Tosfos by us is mavua that even on achilas heter one is not allowed to eat later on, even in the case of achila of Yom Kippur. The Meister, they found already the Goa and Lechem Aponim on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel. He points out that we find this din mafurish in the Rashba in Kiddushin in Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. The Rashba over there is discussing the case a person is ochzoi bulmus. A person had to eat was pekuach nefesh, and he has to eat on Yom Kippur. Says in the Rashba Mefurish that even though he's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, but the second his bulmus goes away, he's already eaten, then he's chayza leisurei harishin. He returns to his original issa, and now he's not allowed to eat on the rest of Yom Kippur. Mefurish, like his mavur ba'os and tosfos, and like the maskona, la alocha we paskin, like we said, the bi'alocha brings down the maskona of the ochlaneh, a very interesting shaila, which is taken out from our sugya earlier in Kriyas Yudchesim at Beis, in the issa of achila of Yom Kippur. Now moving further on into the Mishnah, in Yutesamed Aleph, in the Sugyom Misasik. The Gemara, the Mishnah over here, is a machlokes between Ebelezer and Ebishua, and the Mishnah starts off a case where Chilev and Noisal Lefonov, or other two Isurim in front of him, and he doesn't know which one he was over. We have a machlokes over here between Ebelezer and Ebishua, if he has to bring a Korban Chatos, Ebelezer Mechayev Chatos, Ebishua Poiter. And the Gemara says later on, the machlokes, if according to Yeshua, al koponim, he has to bring Oshem Tolu or not. And the sugi over here is the sugi of Misasik, if in a case where he doesn't know which Averia he was over, if he's going to be chayev a kol mechatos or not. Lemaisa, we have to be makdim over here, we have to give a akdoma, and explain over here that in the Mishnah and in the sugi coming in Daf Yutes and Daf Chof, there's actually two different shailas going on in the whole sugya, and there's two machlokes between Ebelezer and Ebishua. As we said, the first machlokes is in the Reisha, in the beginning of the Mishnah, in a case where the person didn't know which Aveira he has done, and now he knows definitely that he did an Aveira, which is Chayivim Mekor Mechatos, but he doesn't know which one. He doesn't know if it's Ishtoi Nidol or Achoisoi. He doesn't know if it's Shabbos or Yom Kippur. Or he doesn't know if it's Chilev and Noisal. This is Machlokes in the Drosha of the Pasuk, which the Gemara says later on. Yeshua learns this out of the Loshon of Pasuk. O Yehuda Ilov Chatosoi Asher Choto Bo. And says Yeshua, we learn this out from the Lord Bo, that he has to know this Aveira, which he's bringing a Korban Chatos. And over here, even though he knows definitely he's been over an Aveira, but it's missing in his yediyah in the fact that he doesn't know exactly which Aveira he was over. This is a machlokes in the Reisha between Ebelezer and Ebishua. Ebelezer disagrees and Ebelezer holds it's enough as long as he knows that he's done an Aveira, which is Mechayivim Mechatos, even though he doesn't know exactly which Aveira he has done. Later on in the Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, we have a machlokes and a big discussion about Shem Echod and two Shemois. And on this is a discussion later on in Yutesamed Beis and Chof Amed Aleph, which is a different machlokes, a different shaila. Over there, the Gemara and the Mishnah is discussing a case of misasik during the Maisa Avira itself. We want to know in a case where the person had Kavona and his machshava was to do one thing, and in the end he did something else which was an Avira, is this enough to say that he should be Chayev Echatos, or is he included in someone who's called a Misasek, and he's not called a Shoigig, which is Mechayev Echatos? And on this is a big machlokes and different cases, various Ichatimtas, in a case where he's going to be Mechayev Echol Mechatos for Misasek, or he has a Ptor on Misasek, like we'll be discussing in the Sugya. In the case that comes out, that Be'emes, we have two different shailas over here. One shaila, one nidin, in the case of the halacha of Yediyah, which is halacha after the Averia has taken place, now he has to know about his Averia. The Pasuk says that he only brings a Korban Chatos if he knows, and he has a Yediyah that he did an Averia, and on this is a machlekes of Blezer and Ebishua, if he has to know the specific Averia he was over. And another machlekes in the Dinei Misasek during the Maisa Averia itself, like the end of the Mishnah. In the Mishnah in the middle, we have Ibshimen and Ibshimen Shizuri, which over there they say that Lo Nechleku, there's no machlokes between Eblezer and Ebishua. In a case where it's Shem Echod, there's no machlokes if it's only a Shem Echod. The machlokes is only in a case where it's Shnei Shemois. They don't explain what is the case of Shem Echod and Shnei Shemois. This is explained later on in the Gemara in Chof Amed Aleph, like we'll see over there. The machlokes in the case of Teinim and Anovim, what exactly defines Shem Echod and two Shemois? Over here, the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis explains the Shem Echod. He says that the Shem Echod means that it was one Avera of the Issa Erva. The Moshul, in a case where, for example, the person had two of his wives who were both Asa, they were both Nidois, and they're both called Shem Echod. Says the Rambam, this is what Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon Shizuri is referring to, that this is called Shem Echod, where there's no machlokes over here between Ebelezer or Ebishua. So too, says the Rambam, two achoyos, two sisters. This is also called Shem Echod. And this is the din of the Mishnah over here, that on Shem Echod there's no machlokes. So too, the Baal Tanura explains this, the Mishnah, that we're discussing one Shem Erva, one Issa of Erva, which is the same Issa, both on Nidois, both on achoyos, both on sisters. Therefore, there's no machlokes between Ebelezer and Ebishua. Asks Rebbe Kiveigel in the Mishnais, on the Pshat of the Rambam and the Baal Tanura that they explain over here, that Shem Echod means a case of Aroyois, where he's being over on the Issa Nidr, on the Issa Achoyois, says Rebbe Kiveiga, it's Mefurish later on in the Gemara, that the din of Misasik does not apply in the case Shekeinene, in the case where the person is having Hanoah. The Gemara says clearly that the din of Misasik is not by Chalovim and Aroyois, Shekeinene, since the person is having Hanoah, then it's not enough to say that the person is a Misasik and he's going to be Potter. And the case of Chalovim v'Aroyos, he's Chayiv, even though he's a Misasik. Memeila asks Rebbe Kiveiga, how does the Rambam and the Baal Tanura explain the Mishnah of Misasik? Over here, cases of Aroyos. L'chaya, the Mishnah has to be discussing Dinei Shabbos, like it's Mavur later on in the Sugya, we're discussing various Melochas of Shabbos, of Ketzira, of Tchina, of different cases of Lekita, picking the Te'enim, the figs, or the Anovim, but not in Isuri Aroyos, where there's no Dinei Misasik. This is Rebbe Kiveiga's Kash over here, Pshat in the Mishnah. Says the Rishash, that as we pointed out, there's Be'emes two Machlekesen over here going on in the Mishnah between Ebelezer and Ebishua, and in the Reisha of the Mishnah, there's a machlekes about the din yediyah that a person has to know which avera he has done in order to bring a korban chatos. On the reisha of the Mishnah, it's mefurish that this din applies even by aroyos. Also, the svara of the Gemara later on, shekeinene, that there's no halacha of misasik. This is only referring to the second halacha, that there's a din of misasik during the avera itself. On that, there's a halacha that a person is not chayiv only on a shoigig, but not on a misasik. On this, the Gemara says a svara that in a case where the person is having Hanoah, this is alone enough to say the person is already Chayev Echatos. But this is only in a case where we're discussing the din of Misasik during the Avera, during the Maisa Avera. But over here, as we said, the Reisha of the Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah, is not discussing the Maisa Avera. The Mishnah in the Reisha is discussing the Aloch of Yediyah, that the person has to know about the Avera, and on that there's a machlokes between Ebelezer and Ebishua, and on that says Ibshimen and Ibshimen Shizuri, that the whole machlokes is only in a case where it's two Shemois. But if it's one shame, if it's only one shame Issa, on that the Rambam explains, on the Baal Tanura, this means like a Issa Nida, or a Issa Achoyos, then there's no machlekes, because everyone agrees that this is enough to say that he has a yediyah, that he knows he's been over this issa of nida, even though he doesn't know on which one he was over, which isha nida, but he knows it was the same issa. Therefore, Shimon and Shimon Shazui argue on the Tanakama, and they hold that in this case, everyone agrees he's going to be chayiv a korban, even according to Rabbi Shua. Memela says, Rishash, there's no question over here to explain the middle case of the Mishnah in the case of Erva, because this is referring to the first machlokes, which is no shaykhes to the din of Shekeinene, which is only relevant when we're discussing the din misasik of the Maisa Averia itself. The Rishash just points out that if we do look later on in the Sugya, we will see, and Rashi is Bemes Meduik this way also, by us in the Mishnah, when he explains the words of Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon Shazuri, says the Rishash that we see later on in the Gemara that the din of Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon Shazuri is not just referring to the Reisha of the Mishnah, but it is also referring to the end of the Mishnah. And the same din applies over there also when we're discussing the end of the Mishnah of the Dinei Misasek during the Averia itself. On that also, we have the din of Reb Shimon Shazuri, who says that it has to be Mishnei Shemois and not Mishem Echad. This is the way the Gemara understands later on clearly in Daf Chof Amid Aleph, that there's a machlokes over here going on in the end of the Mishnah between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon Shazuri, and the Gemara discusses on what the machlokes is. So says the Rishash, you see clear that the din of Reb Shimon Shazuri applies and is referring to the din of Misasik in the end of the Mishnah, and on that Reb Kveg asks a good question, that the din of Aroyos over there doesn't apply because Shekeinene, and over there every case of Aroyos is going to be Chayev anyway, even if in the case where he's going to be a real Misasik, Shekeinene. But Al Koponim, in the case of the Reisha of the Mishnah, this can be referring also to the din of the Machlokes of Shimon Shazuri, even Barioyos also. Now it's worth pointing out that Be'emes in the Toriyas Koyanim already, in Vayikra, in Diburi Dechivon Pei Halacha Yud, over there is a very similar Braisa in the Toriyas Koyanim, like our Mishnah, and over there it's clear in the Toriyas Koyanim that the Kavona, what Reb Shimon Shazuri means, he's discussing a case of Aroyo, it's exactly like the Rambam and the Batanura over here explain that this means in a case where we have one shame of one Issa Nida or one Issa of a different shame over, but there's only, we're discussing also the case of Aroyo. And over there, the Rivet in his Pirush on the Toriyas Koyanim, he asks the same question of Rebbe Kiveiga, that in Aroyos we have the Klal of Shekeinene, there's no din on Misasik, and he answers this Teret of the Rishash, that it is going back on the Reisha of the Mishnah, which is discussing the Aloch of Yediyah, and on there we have this din even by Aroyos also, like the Rishash explains. But says, this is how the Rivet over there learns the Toriyas Koyanim, but if we look over there in the Goyos Hagro, he actually is Moichek, he deletes this whole part of the Toriyas Koyanim, because he says, like Rebbe Kiveiga, the din of Aroyos does not apply when we're discussing the Alocha of Misasik. Another Chidush, Pshat in the Toriyas Koyanim, is from the Netziv later on in Daf Chof, in his Pirush Meri Mesodeh, in the Sefer of Yon Krisos Daf Chof, says in the Tziv, it would seem that the Toriyas Koyanim is actually also referring to the din of Misasik of the end of the Mishnah, and even so, even by Aroyos, the Toriyas Koyanim holds that there's a din of Misasik to be potter. And the Toriyas Koyanim actually disagrees with the Bavli, with our Shitta of the Bavli later on in the Gemara, that the din of Misasik does not apply by Aroyos Shekeinene. The Toriyas Koyanim disagrees and holds that even by Aroyos also there's Aloha Misasik, and then the Tziv brings other ayahs to this din of the Toriyas Koyanim, that this is the Shitta of the Toriyas Koyanim, a big Chidush, that even though we know always in Shas, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Samech Beis Amit Beis also, brings this halacha down from Reb Nachman Omar Shmuel, that there's no din on Misasik, b'chalovim v'arayis Shekeinene, says in the Tziv that this is not a Dovah Muskim, and there is a din in the Toriyas Koyanim in the Breisa, that they hold that the din on Misasik applies even to Aroyos, and therefore, the Toriyas Koyanim of here explains the Mishnah, even when it's going on the Sefer, also for the din of Aroyos. So this is how the Tziv learns that there's a machlokes over here between the Bavli and the Toriyas Koyanim. Now, in the main machlokes over here in the Mishnah, in the Reisha of the Mishnah, in the machlokes between Ebelezer and Ebishua, in the Aloch of Yediyah that you need to have to bring your Korban Chatos. The Gemara, right at the beginning after the Mishnah, the Gemara brings down the Braisa, there's more of Arichis, a Shakli Vitaria discussion between them, between Ebelezer and Ebishua. Ebelezer says that since he's one of Shachayev Chatos, either for the Chaylev or for the Noisa, then why should he not bring a Korban Chatos? Answers Ebishua, Hariri Oimad Bo, that that it says in the pasuk Ashechoto Bo. So here we learn Achiyede Aloi B'machoto. He has to know clearly on which aveira he has done. Says the Gemara. Blazer Haibar my Ovidle. What does he do with the word bar, which says, which is mashma miut? Says the Gemara. Pratle misasik. This is a miut to tell us the din of misasik, which, as we mentioned, this is the sefer of the Mishnah, the din of misasik during the aveira itself. If a person is a misasik, like the Gemara is going to continue on discussing the cases, the various cases where we have a ptur of misasik. Now it seems from the pashtus of this braita that the din of misasik is only in shit of Eblezer. Because Eblezer is the one who has an extra posuk of Ashechot Bo. He doesn't use the posuk for Rabbi Yeshua's din of the Aloch of Yediyah. Therefore, he learns the din of Misasik. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, who Rabbi Yeshua has already used this word of Ashechot Bo to tell us that he needs to have a din Yediyah of the Avera itself to know which Avera he's being over in order to bring a chatos, he doesn't have a makor to teach us the aloha of misasik, which would seem in the Gemara that the din of misasik is only in Eblezer's shita and not in Rabbi Yeshua. Lemaisa, in this aloha, we find in our sugya a stira in Rashi, in the Mishnah, to Rashi in the Gemara, l'chayra mafush a stira, the Tosfos Yom Tov already points this out, that Rashi in the Mishnah says a different pshat in the shita of Rabbi Yeshua than he explains over here by us in the Gemara in this braisa. Because Rashi earlier in the Mishnah, in the Ramaschil Amanechluku, says Rashi, that even though Rabbi Shua is discussing in the Reisha of the Mishnah the Halacha of Yediyah, but as we said, at the end of the Mishnah we have another Machlokes about the din of Misasek in the Avera, and then we also find the shit of Rabbi Shua, and other Rabbi Shua is even more lenient than Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Shua holds that there's a halacha of Misasek to say that he does not bring a korban in a case where he's been Misasek during the Avera itself. Says Rashi, where is the Makoy of Rabbi Shua? Because Rabbi Shua learns both of these halachas from this same pasuk of Ashechot Bo. The din of Ashechot Bo tells us, first of all, that he has to have yediyah of this avera itself in order to bring in the korban. And second of all, he has to have the chet, the avera, the maisa avera has to be done with kavona and not in the case where it was done by misasik. This is the din of Rabbi Shua. He learns both of these dinim from this miut of Bo. Later on, the Gemara in the Braisa says that Rabbi Lezer holds, even though he doesn't use the Pasuk of Bo to tell us that there's a din yediyah, but he still agrees to the halacha that is a prat le misasik if it's misasik during the Avira itself. This is how Rashi explains in the Mishnah. Says the Tosfos Yom Tov, if we look by us in the Gemara in the Braisa, Rashi says a different prat, and Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Shua, who doesn't have the Pasuk of Bo for misasik because he already uses this mute to teach us the halacha of yediyah, he is going to learn out the halacha of misasik from the words of Reb Nachman or Mashmuel in the Gemara at the beginning of Yud Tes Amud Beis, and he says that the reason why there's a ptur of misasik is a din in Hilchos Shabbos, because there's halacha by Shabbos, meleches machsheves asur Torah, only in the meleches machsheves, then we have a chiyuv korban in a case where he's been over Isser Shabbos. Says Rashi that it comes out that Be'emes says a machlokes over here, where is the makor for the ptur misasik in relevance al koponim to Hilchos Shabbos? Rabbi Lezer has the makor from the din of Bo Prat le misasik, and this is the makor teaching us also the din of misasik by Shabbos, like the Gemara continues on at the beginning of Amud Beis. But the Rabbi Shua, as we said, does not have the miut of Bo, and therefore he learns this halacha from the makor of Reb Nachman or Mashmuel, who learns this din from Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah. Says the Tosfos Yom Tov, this is a stira to what Rashi explained himself in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Shua also agrees to the word of Bo, Prat the Misasek, and uses the word Bo for both halachas, both for the halacha of Yediyah, and also for the halacha of Meleches, for the din of Misasek, which is not like Rashi in the Gemara. So here we have over here two Mahalchim, which Rashi himself brings on, both Mahalchim over here. What is Pshat in Rabbi Shua? Because as we said, this is clear in the Mishnah that Rabbi Shua definitely holds of the Ptur of Misasik, even on the din of the Avera itself, not just on the Aloch of Yediyah. And Memela, we have to know where the Makor is. Either the din is from Bo, just like Rabbi Lezer, or from a new din on Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah. Says Rishash, to answer the stira in Rashi, that Be'emes one can say, if we look later on, we're going to be discussing this with Hashem in the Barichas, the Shitta of Rashi on Yud Tes Amud Beis is that there's a machlokes going on in the Gemara, in the Makor, in the reason where do we know the Halacha of Misasik when we're discussing Hilchos Shabbos. Rashi says that even though Shmuel later on, Rav Nachman and Shmuel, they say that the Makor is from Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah, but Rashi says that Abaya and Rava later on disagree with Rav Nachman and Shmuel, and they hold that there's no halacha of Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah when we're discussing the Dinei Misasik. And the reason why Misasik is Potter is only because of this halacha Bo Prat LeMisasik, and therefore this is the reason we'll later on we'll discuss that Abaya and Rava hold that the din of Misasik is only when we're having a case on Misasik the Heteria, not in the case where he was being Misasik in a Maisa Itza, which is only Potter according to Shmuel, who has another Makor from the din of Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah. This is the Shittas Rashi later on, that there's Machlekes going on in the Sugya between Shmuel and Abaya and Rava. Memeila explains to Rishash that Bishleim, according to Shmuel, who the Gemara at the beginning of Yutesimet Beis is going with this Shitta, we can say that the Bishua in our Mishnah, the reason why he holds Misasik is Potter, which we find in the Bishua's Shitta, even though he already uses the Pasuk of Bo, we can say the reason is because he's discussing Ilchus Shabbos, where we have this halacha Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah, and therefore he's Potter on Misasik. But according to Abaya and Rava, who disagree with the Yisoid of Shmuel, and they don't hold of this halacha Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah, when we're discussing the Din Misasik, Memeila, according to them, we cannot say that Rabbi Shua's reason in the Mishnah in the end, in the Sefer, is because of Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah. Therefore, Rashi had to say in the Mishnah a different pshat, that it has to be according to Abaya and Rava, that both of these halachas, both the Reisha of the Mishnah and the Sefer, are learnt out from the same pasuk of Bar. According to Rabbi Shua, we have the Makor of these both dinim from the word Bar, because according to Abaya and Rava, we don't have any other Makor, because they disagree with Shmuel on the din of Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah. Now, Be'emes Marshal, in Sanhedrin, in Samech Beis Amud Beis, when he discusses over there the Tosfos, says the Marshal that if we look well in the Gemara in Krisis, it's Mavur, it comes out from the Sugya, that in the reason of Misasik, there's a Machlekes between Ebelezer and Ebishua, and Ebelezer is the one who learns out from Bo Prat LeMisasik, but Ebishua doesn't have this Pasuk of Bo, he uses the Pasuk of something else, which is the Reisha, the Din Yediyah, and therefore he learns out the Din Misasik by Shabbos from Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah. Says the Marsha that there's a very big nafkemina between Ebelezer and Ebishua, the way he explains now, the Marsha explains, like Rashi in the Braisa, like Rashi by us in the Gemara, that there's Machlikas between Ebelezer and Ebishua in the Mekor of Misasik, and according to Ebishua, we learn this out from Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah. Says the Marsha, what is the difference? That according to Ebelezer, who has a new Mekor of Ashechot Bo Prat LeMisasik, then this is not just in Hilchis Shabbos. This is halacha in all the Isurim of the Torah. Besides Chalovim and Aroyos, which the Gemara says, over there we have halacha of Shkeinene, but besides this din, let's say a Shchitas Chutz, someone will take a behema and shech the behema b'chutz in a case where he's a Misasik, says a Marsha, according to Ebelezer, who has a Pasuk of Bo, therefore this din is not applicable dafke in Hilchis Shabbos. Memeila is going to be Potter because he has this din which is negea, it's relevant in Kol HaTorah Kulo, even to the din of Shchitas Chutz also. Masha'in Keinuas, according to the Shita of Ebishua, who as Rashi explains in the Gemara, disagrees with Ebelezer's miut of Bo Prat LeMisasik and learns this out only from Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah, therefore this is din only in Shabbos. By Shabbos we find this halacha Meleches Machsheves, which doesn't apply any other Isurim in the Torah, and therefore according to Ebishua will come out that if someone shechts a behima b'chutz on the chiyuv of shchitas chutz, it's going to be chayiv a kol minchatos, even though he's a misasik, because he's got no mekoy of Ebelezer Bo Prat LeMisasik. Memeila explains the Marsha over there, the Tosfos, which Marsha over there is medayik, like this in the Tosfos over there in Sanhedrin, which would seem that Tosfos is saying this halacha, that the din of Misasik does not apply in the Hilchas Shchitas Chutz, only in the din of Shabbos. Says the Marsha, this is going to be the Shita of Rabbi Shua by us, that the din of Misasik is only from Meleches Machsheves and not from Bo, and therefore we do not have a Ptur Misasik when we're discussing other halachas in the Torah, anything besides Hilchas Shabbos. And he's medayek like this in Tosfos and Shabbos and Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph also, even though Tosfos over there says clearly that the din of Misasik is a din b'chol HaTorah Kulo, even by Shchitas Chutz also, but says Tosfos over there that this will depend on the Machlikas of Ebelezer and Ebishua. Says the Marshal, the reason is because like Rashi says by us in the Gemara, according to Ebishua we got no Makor, and the Makor is only by Shabbos because of Meleches Machsheves, like Rav Nachman or Mashmur. Asks Ebekveiga on the Marshal in his tshuva in Chilek Aleph Yisimachof, that Rashi in the Mishnah says clearly that even Rabbi Shua agrees to the din of Bo. Rashi says that Rabbi Shua learns both of these halachas from Bo, the din of Yediyah and the din of Misasik. So why does Mashal say that according to Rabbi Shua, we do not have this halacha of Bo? And the Bekriga is very marich over there to be mechiach in the shita of Tosfos, that Tosfos al Koponim has to hold, like Rashi says in the Gemara, that the din of Rabbi Shua, like Rashi says in the Mishnah, that the din of Rabbi Shua is a halacha also from the halacha of Bo, and not like the Mashal explains over there in shita of Tosfos, that the din of Bo is only in the shita of Rabbi Lezer, but Rabbi Shua learns this only by Shabbos because of Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. So the Maita, we have this Machlekes, the Rabbi Kivego over there doesn't point out from Rashi by us in the Gemara, he only brings the Rashi in the Mishnah, but the Emes is Mefurish like the Mashal and Rashi in the Gemara, and more so if you look in the Tosfos Rosh over there in Sanhedrin and Samech Beis Amid Beis, he says clearly like the Mashal explains over there the Tosfos, that according to Rabbi Shua, the Mekoyo of Misasik is only by Shabbos because of this new halacha Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah, and only according to Rabbi Lezer there's a Ptor Misasik B'kol HaTorah Kulo because of this halacha Bo Prat LeMisasik. This is a Machlikus, and this is depends on the two ways of understanding over here the Shita of Rabbi Shua. Now we have to add on Rabbi Ochbeh in Birkas Shmuel in Ksubes in Simon Yud, he says that if we go with Rashi in the Mishnah, that Rashi Bemis explains that Rabbi Shua holds of both halachas from this parasha of Bo, Prat LeYediyah, and also Prat LeMisasek, like Rabbi Kivega, over there is Moichiach in his tshuva also, that this is a kaponim, the Shittas HaToisvus, in different places, Rabbi Kivega has Rayas, that Toisvus also holds like this Rashi in the Mishnah. Ask Rabbi Ochbeh, what is Bemis the Pshat? How could Rabbi Shua allow himself to learn two halachas from one posuk? The Gemara says that Bo is Prat LeMisasek, this is only a Shittah Rabbi Blezer. How does Rabbi Shua learn this din also to tell us the din of Misasik if he already uses it for the halacha of Yediyah? Explains Rabbi Ochbeh a pshat, which is bemes a pshat in the Braisa over here, in the discussion in the Shakli Vetaria between Rabbi Blezer and Rabbi Shua in regarding the din of the Reisha of the Mishnah in the halacha of Yediyah. The Gemara starts off that Rabbi Blezer says that in the case where he ate Chilev and Noisor, he definitely has to bring a Korban Chatos. Because Mimon of Shoch, either whichever Aveira he has done, he has to bring a Korban. He knows he's being over Aveira, and each one is being Mechayiv in a Korban Chatos. Memeila Memon of Shoch, he has to bring a Korban, because he knows now he's being over an Aveira of a Chatos. Explains the Rebbe Ochbeh over there in Ksubas in Simen Yud, that Be'emes, the real Pashtus of the Pasuk is telling us a halacha that we need to have Yediyah. The Pasuk says, Oyehoida ilov chatosoy ashechotobo. From here is the Makur, this is the Makur in the Torah to teach us, that in order to bring a Korban Chatos, a person has to have Yediyah, he has to know about the Aveira, and only then he's Mechuyav in his Korban Chatos. The Pashtus of the Pasuk is, we're discussing a normal case, that the person was a Shoigig, he didn't know that he was over Achilas Chelev, and later on he realizes, and he has Yediyah that he ate Chelev, and on this the Pasuk says that he has to bring a Korban Chatos. Therefore Rabbi Shua holds, that even without any miot at all, even if we don't have a clear posuk to tell us that in a case where he has a case of chilev v'noisor, like our din in the Mishnah, and he doesn't have a clear idea on which avera he has done, the din is automatically, says Rabbi Shua, since the posuk is not referring to such a case, the pashtus of the posuk is referring to a case where a person has idea in one avera, he ate chilev, and only over there do we find the Torah tells us this is enough to be called a Yediyah. We don't find any remez in the Torah to say that even if he has a Yediyah about Chelev and Noisor together, this would be enough for the Aloch of Yediyah. Since the Pashtus of the Pasuk of the Hoida Elov Chatose Asher Chotobo is discussing a regular case, Memele Rabbi Shua holds, Ein Lecho Boi Eloch Hidushoi. We don't have any Mekuri to tell us that there's another halacha over here, that there's a Yediyah, even in a case where he doesn't know exactly which Aveira he's being over. Memela says Rabbi Shua misvara, he doesn't have to bring a Korban Chatos. Rabbi Lezer disagrees on this svara of Rabbi Shua, like the svara of the Braisa, and says Rabbi Lezer, you're right, even though the Pasuk itself is not referring to such a kind of person, the Pasuk is Pashtus, only discussing a case of a Chelev, but here, says Rabbi Lezer, we can use our own svara and say that this person is also included in the Torah, since Mimon of Shach, Either he's been eating chelev or he's eaten noisa. Mamela mimonov shoch, this is enough misvara to say that this is included in the Torah's yediyah, and this person should also have to bring a korban chatas. On that, Rabbi Shua answers back to Rabbi Elazar and tells him that the pasuk says a loshon of ashechoto bo, and the loshon of bo is a loshon of a miut. And therefore, even if you'd be right and say that the reason why the person has to bring a korban is misvara, to say that he's also included in the parasha of Yediyah, but over here the Torah clearly says a miut of Ashechot of Bo, which would be enough to say that Bo is memayit, is minimizing and telling us that the din of Yediyah is only in a case where he has the idea of this aveir of Chelev or this aveir of Noisa on its own, not in a case where he doesn't know clearly on which aveir he has been over. So Amnati Blez answers back that if, because of the miut of Ashechot Bo, that I could use the miut for something else, for misasik, and therefore, says Reb Lezer, you cannot bring a raya from the miut, because the miut is referring to the din of prat to misasik, but not for the din of yediyah. And therefore, Reb Lezer goes back to his svara, and he holds that misvara, this case of yediyah is included in the parasha of the Torah. Memeida says Reb Ochbe, according to this cheshbon, it comes out, that the reason why Yeshua holds the person is potter in our Mishnah in the Reisha in the case of Yediyah and Chilev and Noiso is not because of the miut of Ashechot Bo. The reason why he's potter is because he holds Misvara. This person is not included in what the Torah is talking about. The Torah is only referring to a case of a Yediyah in a case where he knows on which Aveira he has been over. This is a regular case of the Torah, whereas in our Mishnah, he is automatically eliminated, he's minimized, he's not for Nichlal in the Torah's Halacha because he's not the Pashtus, not the normal case of the Torah in a case where he has a Chilev and Noisa Lefonov. Even though Rabbi Shua uses a Loshen of Ashechot Bo to tell us that this case is being Ismaya, this was only a question on Reb Lezer, that even if Reb Lezer is right, he should still use the miut for this halacha. But Rabbi Shua himself, he holds, you don't need the miut. He holds Misvara is not included because the din of Ashechot, the parsha, is only discussing a Vada Yediyah where he knows on specific Aveira which he's been over, not in the case of the Risha of Chilev and Noisa. Memela, even according to Rabbi Shua, we still have a Makur and the extra posuk of Yah Ashechot Bo to use for Prat L'Misasik, like Rashi says in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua also agrees to the din of Bo, Prat L'Misasik, and like we said, Rabbi Kivega holds that this is also the Shitta of Tosfos. Memela, this is a Machlekes, a very sadistic Machlekes over here, Bichlal in the Sugya. If Rabbi Shua agrees to the Ptur on Misasik, also from the same Makor of Reb Lezer, like Reb Ochbe explains, how this is possible, the Pshat in the Breisa, and, or do we say, like the other Malach, like the Mashal says, the Pashtus of the Gemara is, like Rashi says in the Gemara, that Rabbi Shua only is discussing Hilchus Shabbos because he has a locha of Meleches Machsheves Osir Torah of the Gemara in Omid Beis. Now moving further on into the main sugya on the Gemara Amud Beis in the Gede of the Din Misasik B'Shas Laveir, which is a Sefer of the Mishnah, and the Dinim of Misasik over here discussed in the Gemara. There's b'emes a very yisoidistig machlokes rishonim between Rashi and Tosfos in many places, even though Tosfos by us discusses this very bekitzer, but Tosfos in different places in Shas is very ma'arich. Tosfos in Sanhedrin is Samech Beis Amud Beis, in Psochim Daf Lamed Gimel, in Shabbos Daf Ayin Beis, and other places. There's a very Yesedas thing of Machlokes over here in the Dine Misasik and the Gedorim of what is called a person who's been Misasik and what is included in a Maise Shoigig to be Chayev Echatos. The Machlokes starts over here in understanding, the basic understanding over here in the Gemara, in the Din of Shmuel and in the Din of Abaya and Rova. Over here the Gemara started off bringing down the halacha of Shmuel, who says, Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel, am misasik b'chalovim v'arayis chayiv shekein nene, but if he's misasik b'shabbos, he's potter. Says the Gemara, my timer, the reason is, meleches machsheves osra Torah. The reason why Shmuel says that he's potter misasik on Shabbos is because there's a halacha of meleches machsheves osra Torah, only on Shabbos, there's a din of meleches machsheves, and therefore misasik is potter. The Gemara continues on, and brings down a machlikus, Abaya and Rova, the case on Misasik of Shabbos, and says the Gemara that Abaya is very machme, and he says that only in a case where he didn't have any kavona at all to do a maise chaticha, he didn't want to cut anything, he only wanted to lift something, he thought it was talush, and in the end it came out that he did a maise b'mechuba, and he did a maise of cutting. In this case, says Abaya, this is called a case on Misasik. But in a case where he had kavona for chaticha, Abaye holds this doesn't call the misasek, this is a shoigig, and he's chayev a chatos. Rav Omer, Potter, Rav says even in this case he's also Potter, even in the case where he's mechavin lechaticha, as long as he was planning to cut a dova tolush, and therefore the chaticha of a dova tolush is not mechayev a kol mechatos, therefore this is also called a misasek, this is a machlikas over here in Abaye Rav. Now later on in the sugya, in the Gemara New Testament base, more so in the Gemara in Chof Amed Aleph, it is clear in the Gemara that the din of misasik, when we're discussing the halacha meleches machsheves osrotoyo, the din of Rav Nachman or Mashmuel, then this is negeya and this is relevant even in a case where the person is going to be misasik beisurah, even if he was planning to do something which was also for him to do on Shabbos. But if by mistake he didn't land up to do this maisa, this pa'ula, this act, which he was planning to do, he's going to be potter because of this din of meleches machsheves, even though the original act which he planned to do was also a dova osa. This is called a misasik de isura. And it's mavui in old Gemara that even in a case of misasik de isura, he's also going to be chayer, he's also going to be potter because of this din of meleches machsheves osra toyer. Memela, all the Rishonim ask, Tosfos, which we mentioned earlier, asks already on the Gemara, how do we have over here a machlikus of Abaye and Rava, that Abaye holds even in a case where the person was planning to do a maisech haticha, it is enough to say that he's a shoigig, and he's not called someone who's classified as a misasik. And even Rava, who holds that a person can be chavin lachaticha, is only in a case where he planned to do a chatichas tolush, which is not a maisa aver. This is also called the case of misasik, the heter. He was being oisik in something which was muta, permitted for him to do on Shabbos. Therefore, he is called a misasik. In the Gemara later on, we see clearly that even a misasik, the isura, is also going to be part on Shabbos. How do we fit these two things together? The din of Shmuel, which is a din, even a misasik, the isura, whereas the din of Abaye and Rava would seem very clear that they're only discussing a case on misasik, the heteria, only over there do we say that there's a ptur korban and he doesn't have to bring a korban chatos. So on this, to answer this problem, there's a machlokes over here between Rashi and Tosfos, and this has many ramifications going on through the whole sugya. The shita of Rashi, will start with the shita of Rashi. Rashi later on tells us the halacha in this din of Shmuel by Meleches Machsheves Osrotoyah, says Rashi, as we mentioned earlier already, that there's an emes machlokes going on between the Mandomrim and Abaye and Rava disagree with Shmuel, and they don't hold of his din of Meleches Machsheves Osrotoyah. Therefore, Shmuel himself, who says that the reason why Misasik is potter on Shabbos is he has a new idea because there's a problem on Meleches Machsheves, that it is not exactly the way his machshove was he was planning to do. Therefore, says Rashi, Shmuel is more lenient in the din misasik on Shabbos, and he holds that this, in a case where the person is misasik beisura, since at the end of the day, even though he was planning originally also to do a maisa isa, but since he didn't come out to do the maisa, the original act that he in the end did, it wasn't the original machshove that he was planning to do, this is also a problem and is missing in the Tanai or Meleches Machsheves, and this is the reason why Shmuel holds that even in the case of Misasik, the Isura is also potter. Whereas Abaye and Rava disagree with this din of Meleches Machsheves, they don't hold of this din, they hold that it applies to different halachas, to Meloch Shein Tzricha Legufo, to Dover Shein Miskaven, like we find in Meseches Shabbos, but not to the dinim of Misasik. Therefore, Abaye and Rava hold that the only reason why we potter on Shabbos is just for the same reason that we potter in any other din in the Torah, which is using the klal of the miut of the Gemara in Amud Aleph of Bo Prat Lemisasek, which is a Mekoy of Eblezer, that we have a new Gzeiros HaKosuv teaching us that a Misasek is potter. And for this Gzeiros HaKosuv of Bo Prat Lemisasek, this is only in a case where he's misasik beheteria, then the Torah says he's potter from a kolman chatos, and on this we have a discussion of machlekas between Abaye and Rava, what exactly is included, even in the case where the person was mechavin lechaticha, or only in the case where the person was mechavin leagbor, but always only in the case where he's mischavin in a misasik beheteria, because since Abaye and Rava don't have a din or meleches machsheves, they only have the ptur of bo prat lemisasik, memela we have to have a misasik beheteria. This is the shita of Rashi, and therefore explains Rashi in all sugya that the case of misasik is all in the case of a shigagas chifetz. This means to say that the person who was misasik over here, he made a mistake in the chatichos in front of him, which got mixed up in the two chatichos. He had two different chatichos in front of him, two different chafetzim, and he was planning to do something with one chafetz, and in end his hand slipped and went over to a different chafetz, and he did the melocha on something else which he wasn't planning to do at all on this chaticha. It is a total different chaticha. This is called shigegas chafetz. In the case of a shigegas chafetz, this is how Rashi explains the whole sugya, that the only din of misasik which we ever find in the Torah, says Rashi, is only in the case of a shigegas chafetz. In a case where a person made a mistake, and he went over and did a different act on something else, not on the thing which he was planning to do. Therefore, explains Rashi, the case of Chatichois is a case where he had two things in front of him. One was a Tolush, one was a Mechuba, and he put his hand to the Tolush, either to cut it or to lift it up. And in the end, his hand went away onto something which was Mechuba and did a Maisik Tzira. This is the case of Misasik, where he's Potter from a Korban. But says Rashi, a very big Yisoid, says Rashi, that any case where the person was planning to do an action in this chaticha itself, and the reason why he did so is because he thought that this chaticha is a dovo amuta, he thought this is muta, says Rashi, this is not included in a case of misasik. This is a classical case of a shoigeg, which is going to be chayiv a korban. Because over here, the mistake was in his head, the mistake wasn't in the chaticha, he didn't have any story which got mixed up, the two pieces. Over here, the mistake is only something he didn't know, he thought that this piece is a dova amuta, and this is not in the case of misasik, this is classified as a din of a shoigeg. And the Mela is going to be Chayev Echatos. This is the Shita of Rashi in the whole Sugya, that the Din of Misasik is only applicable in a case of a Shigegas Chifetz, where he gets mixed up between two pieces and he does a Maisa and action on something else which he wasn't planning at all originally to touch that thing at all. But in a case where he's discussing this piece itself, this is a case of a shogeg and not a case of misasik. Mamela, the Shita Mekubetzes over here, already points out the Rashi by us is a bit megumgum. It is a mistake. The Rishash and Oruch Lenei are actually magia in the Rashi Divar Maschil Misasik Baroyes, which would seem that Rashi gives a case of misasik even on the same chaticha itself, which is not the Shita of Rashi always, and not Shita of Rashi later on in the Sugya, and therefore the magia, the Rashi over here also to fit with the Rashi's in the Sugya Sashas. That Rashi Shita is that in a case where he's been misasik, he has to be doing something else on a different piece, but in the same piece itself, the aloha is he's a shoigig. This is the Shita of Rashi, how he learns the whole sugya. As we said, this is machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos in different places in Shas very strongly disagrees with Rashi, and Tosfos asks many questions that we find in our sugya, that the din of misasik is even in a case of misasik de isura, like the Gemara says by Shmuel, and not like Abaye and Rava, who only discussing misasik de heterah. The Megin Shleimer in Shabbos Ayin Beis Amud Beis already points out that Rashi already explains by us in Krisus at the end of the Gemara that Abaye and Rava disagree, and there's machlokes over here. But Tosfos says Megin Shleimer doesn't want to learn that there's machlokes over here going on between Abaye and Rava. The Gemara doesn't sound like there's a machlokes going on between Shmuel and Abaye and Rava, and therefore Tosfos wants to keep all the halachas together and work out that the shitta of Shmuel should work with the shitta of Abaye and Rava. Mamela explains Tosfos that there's actually two different kinds of misasik going on. There's the misasik of Rashi, which as we said, is talking about a case of a shigegas chafetz, and says Tosfos, this is actually a problem of mleches machsheves, since it didn't come out in the end, something happened, that he changed his hand, slipped, and he went to something else. The Gemara talks about later on, a case of Ovad Shachach Melakit Meliboy. This is also enough for a din of Meleches Machsheves. Explains Tosfos that the din of Meleches Machsheves applies in any case where there's a Shigegas Chafetz. And in the case of a Shigegas Chafetz, there's no Machlokes at all. Everyone agrees that even a Misasik, the Isura, is also going to be Potter. The reason is because there's a problem of Meleches Machsheves. His Machshova, in the end, didn't do his action the way he had planned to do originally, since he, in the end, he did on something else totally, on a different Chaticha, on a different Chafetz. And Mamela says Tosfos, any time later on in the Sugya when we have a case of a Shigegas Chafetz, then the din is that even a case of a Misasik de Isura is also going to be Potter. Everyone agrees to this din of Shmuel. There's a Halacha Meleches Machsheves Osro Torah. explains Tosfos that the machlekes of Abaye and Rava, that we find that the din of misasik is only by misasik the hetera. This is in the case where the person is actually planning to do a maaser on this chaticha itself, and he makes a mistake and he thinks that this piece itself is the one which is mutter, and he makes a mistake because he thought it was talush and he actually was mechubah. This piece itself is mechubah. This is the case of Abaye and Rav. And Mamele explains to us over here, we cannot be talking about a case of misasik de isura, because the din of misasik de isura is only a heter in meleches machsheves. And over here, where the person actually was planning to go and do something with this piece itself, there's no problem in meleches machsheves. The fact that he actually thought it was talush and he found out now his mechuba is not a problem in meleches machsheves, because at the end of the day, he was always planning to go and do something to this piece itself, and this is what actually happened in the end, and therefore there's no problem in meleches machsheves, and the only reason why he should be potter is only because of bo prat le misasik, and therefore we need to have the din of misasik de heteria, and therefore this is machlekes of Abaye and Rava, if the person was actually planning to cut, or only a person was planning to pick it up. This is the case of misasik de heteria, since we're talking about a case where the person is dealing with this piece itself, and there's a kiyum of his machshava, and the whole sugya of meleches machsheves is only in a case where something else happened in a different chaticha, in a shigigas chefetz. Mamele comes out that the din of Shmuel, everyone agrees, both Rashi and Tosfos, we're talking about a case of a different piece, and in that case, the din, even in a case of a misasik de isura, there's also a ptur because of the meleches machsheves also torah. And the machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos is how do we stand Abaye and Rava? Is Abaye and Rava, like Rashi says, also talking about a case of shigigas chefetz, two different pieces, and Abaye and Rava argue on the din of Shmuel? And in a case of the same piece itself, is always called a shigig. This is the shita of Rashi. Or do we say no, that Abaye and Rava are not talking about a case of shigigas chefetz? They're discussing a case where we do a maisa to the same piece itself, and then there's machlokes Abaye and Rava, and this is also called a case of misasik, not a case of a shigig. Explains Tosfos that according to his mahalach, it comes out that the case of shoigig, which we find always in the Torah, that a person has to bring a korban chatos, let's say a person has a piece of chelev in front of him, and he thought that the case is this piece of chelev is not actually chelev, he thought it is a shuman, the piece over here is not chelev, it is shuman, he thought it is mutter to eat it, because it is shuman. Says Tosfos, actually this is going to be a case of a misasik, because the reason why he's eating it, is because he thought that it was a different piece. He didn't know it was a piece of chelev, he thought it was a piece of shomer. The only case of shoigig that is going to be chayv according chatos is only in a case where the person is eating it because he thought that chelev is mutter, he's a oima mutter, he thought that chelev is mutter to eat, therefore he's going to be chayv a korban. It's a big chiddush shittas atayitzvahs, that a normal case of shoigig is only in a case where the person is actually making a mistake in the halacha. He didn't know that this melacha is also on Shabbos. He didn't know that this piece of is not allowed to be eaten. But not in a case where he made a mistake because he thought it was something else. In a case where a person thought it was talush, he didn't know that it was mechubah. He made a mistake in the piece. Says Tosfos, this is also a case of misasik, which as we said, Rashi disagrees, because Rashi holds that misasik is only in two pieces, and in any case where you have one piece, this is a din of a shoigig, and this is not a din of misasik. This is a very interesting machlikas, many different dinim in Shas on this machlikas of what is called a misasik and what is called a shoigig. Now, in our Gemara, this makes a difference in the pshat in our Gemara. The Gemara says that the din of Reb Elezer who's telling us the din of Bo Prat Lemisasik cannot be referring to Chalovim Varayis, because over there we have the Halacha that is Chayev Shkeinene. Says the Gemara, the Loshon of the Gemara by us is Ve'i Misasik B'Shabbos, then it's Potter. If the case of Misasik B'Shabbos is Potter, my time or Meleches Machsheves Osro Toyer. And the Gemara continues on with Rava and Abaye. It would seem in the Loshon of our Gemara, explains the Birkas HaZevach, that this is all part of the question. That if we're going to say that Reb Elezer's din is referring to Hilchas Shabbos, then anyway he's potter because of the din of Meleches Machsheves. Why does he need a new Makuri or Bo Prat Lemisasik? And on that the Gemara says that it is referring to a case of Abaye and Rava. Says it because Hazavach, this is all according to the Shita of Tosfos. That Tosfos explains that Abaye and Rava and Shmuel agree with each other, and they're talking about two different cases. Shmuel is discussing a case of two pieces, but Abaye and Rava are discussing a case of one piece. So says the Gemara, what is the case of a blazer of Bo Pratlamisasek? If he's discussing a case of two separate pieces, then anyway he's going to be potter because of the din of Meleches Machsheves. Says the Gemara, the only pshat must be a case where he's discussing only one piece, and on there we have the Machlekes Abayin Rova in this din of Bo Pratlamisasek. But this is all with Shittas HaTosfos. But according to Rashi, as we explained, Rashi holds there's a machlokes going on between Abaye and Rava and Shmuel. And Rashi over here explains, even though the Gemara brings down the Lashon of Shmuel, but here we're going without Shmuel because we're using the Makoy of Bar Prat Lemisasek. This is how Rashi explains at the end of Yud Tes Amid Aleph. Memela, Rashi has a different gears in the Gemara. And Rashi actually learns that the Gemara straight away is part of the Teretz. And the Gemara is explaining that the din of Reb Elezer of Bo Prat Lemisasek is not discussing Chalovim Varayis because over there is Chayiv Shkeinene. The case where he's referring to is the din of Misasek of Shabbos. Over there there's a din of a Ptur, and not because of Meleches Machsheves. The Gemara brings down this Loshon because this is part of the Loshon of Shmuel, but Reb Elezer doesn't hold of this din, like Abaye and Rava disagree later on, and therefore Reb Elezer holds the reason why he's potter is only because of Bo, and therefore he needs the din of Misasek, the Heterah only, and not in the case of Misasek the Isura. This is the Shitta of Rashi, and the Bikas Hazevich explains that this depends over here on the two Girsas in the Gemara, the Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Now, as we mentioned earlier, there's a machlekes over here in the din of Misasek. If we learn this out from the pasuk of Bo Prat Lemisasek, or Shmuel says that the reason why he's potter on Shabbos is because of the din of Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. Now, we said earlier from the Marshal that the Marshal in Sanhedrin Samech Beis Amid Beis, he brings down the Tosfos over there, and so too the Tosfos in Shabbos in Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph. Tosfos over there is Mavur, that the din of Bo Prat Lemisasek is not din only in Hilchas Shabbos. The din applies to other dinim in the Torah, even as we said that the din of Chalovim V'Arayis is different because he's having Anor, but the din applies by other Isurim, which are going to be Chayiv V'Chatos, and there's no Anor, let's say a case of Shchitas Chutz, which is also a Chiyuv Chatos, over there also is going to be a din of Bo Prat Lemisasek, and not of the din of Meleches Machshevetz, which is only a din in Hilchas Shabbos. And this is how the Mashal explains that if Rabbi Shua, we said earlier, he holds of the din of only of the din of Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah, then he will actually only hold of the din of Misasek by Shabbos, and not by Kol HaTorah Kulo, but according to Rabbi Elazar, the din of Bo Prat Lemisasek is by Kol HaTorah Kulo. But emes, according to this, the Achrinim ask, the Pnei Shua already asked his question over there, in Shabbos, Ayin Beis Amid Beis, so to the Sfasemes over here discusses this point. That over here in our Gemara, when the Gemara brings down Reb Elezer, who says that there's Alocha Bo Prat Lemisasek, and the Gemara looks for the case of Misasek, says the Gemara, Misasek Demai, which Misasek are we referring to? And the Gemara starts off that Chalovim V'Arayis, Yoinuei Chayiv Shkeinene, says the Gemara, we're discussing Misasek of Shabbos, and the Gemara discusses this Meleches Machsheves, since Machlokes over here, Rashi and Tosfos, like we explained in the Pshat over here in the Gemara. But the Gemara only makes a reference to the din of Misasek only b'negeh Hilchas Shabbos. The Gemara says that the Misasek of Reb Elezer is discussing a case of Shabbos like Abaye or like Rava. This is the case of Misasek, which the Gemara explains, even though Reb Elezer is actually saying the din of Bo Prat Lemisasek, which is Mavur Mefurish in Tosfos in Shabbos, that this is a din b'chol ha'teira kulo, even for Shchitas Chutz. So why does the Gemara over here only mention the din of Meleches Machsheves of Shabbos? Why can we not be referring to different cases on Misasek, other Yisurim in the Torah, which is Chayiv Koris and Chayiv Chatos, where they also will apply this halacha of Misasek? The Pnei Shua suggests that maybe the Loshon of the Pasuk, Ashechota Bo, is a continuation from the beginning of the Pasuk, the Osa Achas Meheno, which the Gemara earlier in Krisas Daf Daled explained that this is referring to Hilchas Shabbos. Therefore, the Gemara feels that we want to explain the end of the Pasuk also, B'negeh Hilchas Shabbos, even though, as we said from Tosfos, this din applies to even Kol HaTorah Kulo, even in the case of Shchitas Chutz also. But emes, we do find a very interesting Shitta, and we'll see that this din is not just a shitta yichidah, it could be that the many Rishonim hold so also, like this shitta. This shitta is a shitta of the Tosfos Shants in Psochim Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, and explains over there the Tosfos Shants that it would seem from our Gemara that the whole din of Misasek, even though we learn this out from Apostle God Bo Prat Lemisasek, but this din is only a halacha in Hilchas Shabbos. Only in Nisuim of Shabbos, there we have the Ptor Misasik to tell us that he's not going to be Chayv a Korban, like the Gemara continues in the Afyutes and the Afchof, all halachas by Shabbos, there's a din of Misasik. But when we're discussing other dinim of the Torah, like Shchitas Chutz, says the Tosfos Shan, so we don't find any mention over here in the Gemara, even if we learn this out from a pasuk of Chatos, it's not referring dafke in the parasha of Shabbos, but also Achas Me'eno, the pasuk in the Reisha is discussing Shabbos, but not the end of Ashechot Bo, and Ashechot Bo says Pratle Misasik, even though Lechoyer it should be Bechol HaTorah Kula, says the Tosfos Shan, it will seem in our Gemara, that this din is only in Hilchus Shabbos, and this is why the Gemara of Yer only discusses this din of Misasik in Hilchus Shabbos. Says the Tosfos Shans, if so, he doesn't understand the beginning of the Gemara. That the Gemara says that the reason why someone is going to be Misasik b'chalovim and aroyis, the reason why he's going to be Chayev is Shekein Nene. Says the Tosfos Shans, if the truth is, like he just explained, that the din of Bo is only in Hilchus Shabbos, so why does the Gemara say that Chalovim v'arayis, we have to come onto a new reason, Shekeinene? Of course he's going to be Chayev, because the whole din is only in Hilchus Shabbos. It's not din by Chalovim and arayis. It's not din in Kol HaTorah Kulo. It would seem in the Gemara, says the Tosfos Shans, and he remains by a question, that L'chir, it would seem in the Gemara, from the beginning of the Gemara, that this din of Chalovim v'arayis, that the din of Bo Prat L'Misasik applies to any din in the Torah, and not just Hilchus Shabbos. So too, he asks also the question which Tosfos asked earlier, why does Shmuel have to use a new pasuk of Meleches Machsheves Hasra Torah if we're saying that the din of Bo Prat L'Misasik is only referring to the din of Hilchus Shabbos, that we do not need a new din of Meleches Machsheves? It will seem in the Gemara, says the Tosfos Shans, from the beginning of the Gemara and from the memory of Shmuel, that he holds that the din of Bo Prat L'Misasik is not just a din in Hilchus Shabbos, because over there we have a different halacha on Meleches Machsheves Hasra Torah. But says Rishash in Shavuos in Daf Yutes Amid Aleph that the Tosfos over there in Shavuos is very meduyuk to say that he holds like this shitter of the Tosfos Shans, that the whole halacha of Bo Prat L'Misasik, even according to Rebbe Lezer, is only a din in Hilchus Shabbos like the Pashtos of our Gemara, and not from the Mekoyo Meleches Machsheves Hasra Torah. But he learns this out from Bo Prat L'Misasik to tell us that only in Hilchus Shabbos there we have the din of a Ptur of Misasik, but not a Ptur in Kol HaTorah Kulo. And says the Rishash, even though, as we said, Tosfos in Shabbos Ayin Gimel is mefurish, that the din applies even by Shechitas Chutz, but Tosfos in Shavuos is mashma, that this is a din only in Hilchus Shabbos, this is the diuk of the Rishash. Says the Rishash, be'emes, if we're looking about Tanura by us in the Mishnah, in Perik Dalet Mishnah Gimel, it would also seem that he learns like this pshat in the Gemara, because the Batanura explains that Rebbe Lezer says, we have a miut of Ashechot Bo Prat L'Misasik, says the Batanura that this is referring to Hilchus Shabbos, since on Shabbos we find the idea of Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah, which would seem a contradiction in Eubei, because he starts off by saying the reason why he's Potter is because Ashechot Bo, and he ends with the reason of Meleches Machsheves, says the Rishash, that it seems that the Batanura understands the Gemara over here, that even if the words of the Gemara we can keep with Meleches Machsheves, but the reason why he's Potter is because of the din of Ashechot Bo, and the Pshat is, because since by Shabbos we find there's a klal of Meleches Machsheves, which because of this din, we have a lot of different halachas in Hilchus Shabbos, a lot of different cases where he's not going to be chayev a korban because he's missing in his Meleches Machsheves, like we see by Melocha Sheini Tzricha Legufo, by Dovah Sheini Miskavim in Hilchus Shabbos. Other cases, there's pturim because of the din of Meleches Machsheves, which is a din in Hilchus Shabbos only, like we'll discuss later on in Chofa Midbeis. So Mamela, the Gemara's svara is that so too the miut of Bo, even though it's a new miut of Bo Prat L'Misasik, this is also only referring to Hilchus Shabbos, where already we find the Torah is very makbid on the Dinei Shabbos because of this Din of Meleches Machsheves. So too we have now another miut of Bo Prat L'Misasik, which is also in this Din of Hilchus Shabbos only, and therefore the Tosfos over there in Shavuos holds the Batanura, like the Tosfos Shans is Medayek from the Gemara, this Din is only in Hilchus Shabbos because of this Din and Meleches Machsheves, and the Din of Bo, even according to Reb Lezer, is not going to be a Din in Hilchus Shechitas Chutz. So too in Loshon Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah is also, it would seem, that even though he starts with the Din of Bo Prat L'Misasik, he ends because of the din of Hilchus Shabbos by Meleches Machsheves, which would seem that this din is be'emes ha'alocha only in Hilchus Shabbos, and not a din b'chol ha'Torah kula, a big chidush, al koponim the Rishash is medayik this way from the Tosfos in Shavuos Daf Yutes, from the Batanura by us, and this shittu we find mefurish in the Tosfos Shant in Psochim Daf Lamed Gimel Omed Aleph. Now, Bemis Rashi on Omed Aleph, when Rashi asks the Kasha on Ebelezer, that why does Ebelezer need a posuk of Ashechoto Bo Prat Lemisasik, if the Gemara already tells us that this din is by Shabbos because of Meleches Machsheves Osrotoyer, and Rashi because of this says that Ebelezer disagrees with the din of Meleches Machsheves, and he holds like a Bayan Rover, like we explained earlier from the Rishash. Now, L'chariya, one can argue and say that the din of Ashechoto Bo is needed for other dinim in the Torah, even though he holds of the din of Meleches Machsheves, but this is only in Ilchus Shabbos. But in the din of Shechitas Chutz, the reason why it will be Potter will be because of this din Ashechoto Bo. Memeila, what is Rashi's raya that Reb Leza actually disagrees with Reb Nachman or Mashmuel and doesn't hold of the din of Meleches Machsheves as the Torah? It would seem in Rashi, also like the Batanura, and like the Rishash points out from Tosis in Shavuos, that the din of this halacha bo prat lemisasik is only a halacha in Ilchus Shabbos, and not a din b'chol ha'Torah kulo, and therefore Rashi holds that if in Ilchus Shabbos anyway we have a mute, because of the din of Meleches Machsheves, there will be no need to have a new pasuk of bo prat lemisasik, which only applies to Ilchus Shabbos, and is not a din b'chol ha'Torah kulo. This would seem the pashtus of Rashi by us. But as we pointed out already from the Pnei Yeshua, that anyway the Gemara over here explains the pasuk of Ashechoto Bo that it is referring to Hilchas Shabbos, even though in din it actually applies to every other din in the Torah, but the Gemara holds that the pashtus of the pasuk, because of the reish of the pasuk, is referring to Hilchas Shabbos. But maybe this could be what Rashi means to ask, that anyway, in the reference to the din of Hilchus Shabbos, we have the din of Meleches Machsheves, so over here we do not need the mute of Ashechoto Bo, and the Gemara holds that the Pasuk is at least referring to also Hilchus Shabbos, which would seem that Reb Leza disagrees with the Meleches Machsheves also Torah. This is how we can learn Rashi, according to what the Pnei Shua explains over there in Shabbos Ayin Beis Omid Beis. So Mamela, we have over here, besides the Machlikas of Rashi at Tosfos, we have over here a diuk in the Gemara, which would seem that the din of Misasik is only in Ilchus Shabbos, a chidush tigashita, which we find in Tosfos in Shavuos, like the Rishash says, and also in the Rash Mishant, and in Rashi over here on Omed Aleph, we can explain either like this shita or like the Pnei Shua in Shabbos Ayin Beis Omed Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram Eklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.